If you just think of the way pastors are portrayed in the media, you might think that they're all really wealthy. $1,000 sneakers and luxury brand belts. It really is kind of crazy. But in reality, our belief is that most pastors are vastly underpaid. And in today's episode, we're going to give you 6 reasons why you need to pay your pastor more this year. We hope this conversation helps your church reach more people and grow. This is the Reach Right Podcast. You're listening to the Reach Right Podcast, the show dedicated to helping pastors and church leaders reach people the right way. Hosted by me, Thomas Costello, and with me as always is my co-host, Ian Hyatt. We're here to help your church see more visitors and grow. Hey guys, welcome to the Reach Right Podcast, episode number 85. I am your host, Thomas Costello, and with me as always is my co-host,
Ian Hyatt. Hey Thomas, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm looking forward to chatting today. I think this is going to be a very popular episode.
I think so.
The topic today is why you should pay your pastors more this year. I think that's, we have this track record as anytime we ever put anything out about pastoral compensation or pay rates or any of those things, and we do a lot of that content. We have some of our most read blog posts or that, but we just get huge feedback, and I guess lots and lots of clicks and everything on that. And so it's not the reason why we do it. We want to be a help to churches, and we hope this is a conversation that, you know, I hope this is something that maybe some of our pastoral audience maybe wants to forward along to their board.
I was going
to
say,
that's
right.
We could make some difference with that there. But I don't know. I was just looking at our numbers. We did a post. Usually we do one around the beginning of the year because that's when a lot of churches are looking at pastoral compensation plans and that kind of stuff there. And we just did a blog post 2 weeks ago, I think. And it's like, it's amazing. It's like 5 times the normal amount of clicks on the first day when we do one of those posts. So it's just something we know that our audience really likes that. And I hope this is good ammo. We're here to serve pastors and help church leaders and help church boards and church councils and all those things that make these decisions. But it is our firm belief, I think, that there is a trend happening and there are some really strong reasons and a case to be made for paying pastors more right away, starting to do those kinds of things. I think if you haven't already, really look at doing that this year. I think it's going to be important. Now, full admission, before we kind of get into some of these reasons, I was, as a when I was pastoring a church most recently, I was also working and we were running Reach Right and doing what we do here at Reach Right. And so I was fully bivocational, and I actively encouraged my board to pay me less so that I could delegate more, pay more to other people. And, you know, I had a pretty unique circumstance. So, you know, maybe if you're in a bivocational situation like we were, you have a company that's profitable and things that you're running, then maybe this is a different set of scenarios. But for most of our audience, I think that's not the case. I think pastors, by and large, I know the reputation out there is that you see in the media that there's pastors that are on preachers and sneakers and have $1,000 shoes on, or they're wearing $40,000 watches. That is such a small minority of church leaders out there. You and I know this. And so we have kind of this reputation. I think if you ask the average person, they might think that pastors are overpaid, when in reality, we know that the vast majority of our audience, those that listen to this podcast, those that serve in the church, are vastly underpaid. You agree, right?
I do. And there is also on the flip side a mindset that you know, if you're a pastor, you're not in it for the money, which you shouldn't be in it for the money. Obviously, a pastor's in it to impact lives, but meaning, I'll give you an example. Whenever I was getting licensed as a pastor, when you and I were on staff at a church that you planted and I came alongside, I was getting licensed. I asked a guy ask me what I did. And I said, I'm becoming a pastor. And he goes, oh, so obviously you're not looking to make money in life.
Exactly.
So that was actually Exactly. He directly told me that. I was at a friend's house and it was his dad who was asking me about that. And so you're right, though. But do people do think of the ones with the jets and the, you know,
I think that's what you see on social media. And, you know, we have a lot of those accounts. There's not a lot of accounts that highlight the poverty of pastors that exists in many cases. And obviously, it should probably be somewhere in between there. I think the vast majority of pastors probably lean towards the poverty side as opposed to the extravagant wealth side. But, you know, it's always different from place to place. So we are going to speak to those that are probably lean on the poverty side or maybe even are in the middle. We want to encourage you to be paid more. We want you to be paid more. We want your boards to pay you more because we think it's something that is a wise decision for churches. And so we have some reasons why we're going to talk about here today. So I think you're going to kick us off, right?
Yeah, I'll kick us off. First one here is they can, when you pay a pastor more, they can give more of their time.
Yep.
And so now, first of all, let's just, we want to get this out there. We are totally for bivocational pastors. As a matter of fact, there's a trend now with a lot of pastors that want to be bivocational pastors and prefer to be that and to be in the marketplace to to even do ministry there. And they just, they manage their time with their church and whatever they do in business well, and it works out. So we're all for that. However, for the other, I shouldn't say half, the majority of pastors that are not looking to become bivocational pastors, that when they're paid more, they're going to have, you're going to have more of their time. They're not having to find a side hustle, if you will, somewhere. They're going to be able to focus on preaching and teaching and the growth and the leading of their church. So we think that that's a big reason to pay your pastor more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've only known bivocational ministry in my entire time. I think I was, I've been in ministry for, I don't know, 22 years or something like that. And so I've only known bivocational ministry as a church planter. You know, you and I worked together doing web development things, and we were bivocational at that time. As the founder of Reach Right, you know, we were, I was bivocational pastoring a church. I drove trucks. I worked for denominational purposes and those things. And so I've only known that. And there was a season in my life where I would pray, God, help my church grow to the point where I can, we can have the funds to make me full time. And that sort of changed for me because I really do believe in bivocational ministry and it works. And a place like Reach Right was a great launching pad for doing bivocational ministry. But so many churches, I know they have pastors that are forced into, you know, things, maybe even in the gig economy, like doing DoorDash or driving Uber or doing things that maybe, you know, aren't necessarily, I'm not to say that there's not any profit in that. There's not, you can build relationships. I'm sure there, someone's going to comment that they led someone to Christ on a DoorDash delivery or something like that. And
maybe they, not they these days them... with the whole contactless delivery, but so
true. The contact makes it harder. You're just in your car most of the time there. So we don't say any of this to diminish the value of bivocational work, but I assure you that if your pastor is doing gig economy work or just trying to make ends meet, find a way to pay him more, and all of that time can be redeemed. I mean, so if you're doing DoorDash deliveries, you're making maybe $15 an hour after all of your expenses. That is a very low rate to be paying a pastor for professional work, and they could be much better investing that time, investing in people, growing groups, doing those kinds of things that the ministry calls them to do. So we think it's a it's not the only reason. Obviously, we have many other reasons we're going to talk about today, and so we're not against other work. But I think if they're doing it just to make ends meet, I think finding a way to pay them more, you can get more of their time and be able to have them invest more of their lives into ministry, which is really just a win, I would say.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well said.
That's good. Next one is you need to pay your pastors more because of inflation. Inflation is huge. The number just came out today. This is going to air in a few days, but the number just came out today that the inflation rate is now 7.5%. So it's been marching upwards over the last 4 months or so here. It started out, we got some reads on six and a half, seven. Now we're at 7.5%, which is just, it's the highest it's been in 40 years. So basically, well, all of my lifetime, most of your lifetime, I would say, since it's been 40 years. So, no, but it's been, it's really at an out of control kind of rate. So I think people miss when we say 7.5%. What that means, it doesn't mean that that's how much things have gone up in general. That means over the last year, that's how much things have gone up. So yeah. Inflation has been here. I know the readout hasn't been there that long, but that means that over the last couple of years, we've been moving up to that. And this isn't going to end next month. It's not going down to 1.5 or 2% again next month. This is something that we're going to have for a little while. So over this like 2 years before now and 5 years or 3 years into the future, you know, the buying power of what you were paying your pastor is going to be cut down by like 25, 30, 40%. You know, you look at the price of gas, the price of cars, we're shopping right now for my daughter. She's just got her learner's permit and she's working on her license, and she had saved up all this money to buy a used car. But come to find out, the price of used cars, it's leading the inflation index at 50%. A used car 2 years ago, in this last year, the price of a used car is up by 50% for the same car. So the things she had been saving for are now totally out of her range, and it's just really kind of a sad thing. So this is something that is a reality that everybody is facing in every industry. You need to take this really seriously as a church board, and you need to pay your pastor accordingly. I would recommend, if you haven't done a raise in a few years, 7% or 8% raise isn't going to cut it. You probably need to be looking at a 15 to 20% raise just to be paying him the same thing you were paying him back in 2019, or her in those cases. Whoever your pastor would be there. So think about a large increase or something like that just for the inflation side of things.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I think that's probably one point a lot of church leaders or whatever, board leaders, elders would not be considering. So good, point that out. So third one I like, let me tackle that one. The Bible says that you should pay pastors more. So that's a big reason, right? So I'll read this verse here. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, tells us that let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. So double honor is due to those that preach and teach. And so that's a big one. You know, actually, that's not the one that came to mind. I know you uncovered that scripture. That was a good one that you found, because I always think a laborer's worth their wages, which is actually that's another verse that says that too. Pastors are laboring. They're worthy of their wages, but double honor. So this doesn't mean you have to pay them double unless you're really paying them poorly, but at this point, but no, that's a big verse. So
I think I think it's really wise. I think we are called to do that. And again, I understand for a lot of boards who want to avoid this temptation that we see so much in the media about just this reputation. Like, I've seen these ads for this show that's on HBO called The Righteous Gemstones, which it seems like it's a take on televangelist ministries.
Right.
And these guys are like rich out of their minds, and they're doing it all from, Lord. And this is kind of like people's perception of so many, I think they think that so many churches are in this, and we want to avoid, and I totally get it, we want to avoid the appearance of that kind of evil, of being extravagant and using tithes to fund the opulence of people in ministry. But that just is not a reality for 99.9% of churches out there. That's not the world that we operate in. So I think we often err on the side of paying our pastors too little, and the Bible just reminds us here that we need to really probably be giving them more. I think, you know, a lot of churches probably use that. What is our baseline in our community? Yeah. What is an average, working professional person? What kind of is an average income for that?
Yeah.
And they use that. And I think that the word would maybe call us to think of how we can increase from there, how we can give more than that to pastors. We're talking about double honor for those that preach and teach. We're talking about laborers being worth their wages. There are countless other scriptures that deal with this. So I think that this is something, I think the Bible really does command something like that.
You didn't have a jet provided for you at your last church?
I did not have a jet. I did not have a jet. No, unfortunately,
we're not treating you right.
We did have a car. I had a bicycle as well, too, that we used. So yeah, yeah. I think that's a jet. I think there's probably, I don't know, if I had to guess, maybe 10 pastors that maybe own jets out there.
So, yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
There you go.
Just a guess. So, good. All right, next one is, if you pay your pastor more, they won't want to leave. If you pay your pastor more, they won't want to leave. Pastoral turnover is one of the most expensive things that churches have to deal with. Just out of the gate, finding people, whether you do it yourself or if you hire a service to do this, like your Vanderblomans or one of these ministry search firms that are out there, it costs a lot of money. It costs like tens of thousands of dollars to find a pastor. Now, most churches aren't doing these kinds of things. Maybe your denomination has tools to find a pastor. Maybe you're just putting out normal ads out there, but still, it's a lot of work and training them up and getting them ready and getting them there. There's a lot of cost involved with that. And that doesn't even speak of the actual organizational cost that you incur when you bring on a new leader for your organization, because the pastor serves as a leader of a church. And so when an old pastor leaves, people always leave with them. With them leaves their tithe dollars and their giving. That's not the reason why we do it, but it's just a fact. Yep. It costs you something when somebody leaves. And then new guys, they take some time to get running and build some traction and make new relationships in the church and make new relationships in the community. And so I think for even a small church, you're talking about tens of thousands of dollars of cost. If you're a larger church, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars that it costs when you have to change the lead minister or the lead pastor of your church. And that's not even to speak of some of your other pastors. If you're a church that has a worship pastor, youth pastor, other roles that you're filling there, the same thing goes for them. So many people feel a connection with your music at a church. And when you change your worship pastor, there's so many times that that hurts people. Maybe they go to some other place, they start looking at other churches. It just kills a lot of your momentum with those things. So I think we need to realize it's really expensive to change your pastor. That being said, if you pay your pastor more, you're less likely to have to change your pastor because they're not going to go looking for greener pastures or other places to do ministry that will pay them more more closely to what they need to make a living there. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did you have to add?
Oh, you just made me think of my church. As we've discussed in this podcast, I'm a part of a mega-sized church. I'm a member at a mega-sized church and serve there. And I can only imagine what would happen if our senior pastor left. You know, he is known for, that's a big draw for our church, is his preaching, his style of preaching. And you know, there's a lot of other great things, obviously, our church is known for. But yeah, it would be a really big, and this is not just for a larger church, but I do think of a lot of the, you know, larger churches that a lot of people are there for preaching and teaching and all of that. But any church, I as you know, work with all different kinds of size churches here at Reach Right, and mostly not the mega size churches, but we do come across and serve some of those too. But I've had so many churches, average size churches, small churches, where you know, and I form good relationships with these pastors and have good rapport with them, and they don't always divulge the reason they're leaving a church. But I hear often, you know, I'm leaving, and I can kind of sense it's because the church wasn't taking care of them in this way. Often I had one church tell me he'd rather live in a cardboard box in an ice storm than stay at his church. I just heard that the other day. And it was during a freeze when we had our freeze here in Texas. And I just was like, man, that it was funny, but it was really sad at the same time. So, yeah. So,
yeah, I think that, like, we don't like to think about this because we want pastors, obviously, that are there. And I think so few are there for the money. Like, the number of people that get into ministry for the money is so small, because the odds of you making it big financially in ministry are so slim. But what we want it to be is not a deterrence to someone, that they feel called to ministry. They want to be doing it. They want to be serving in your community. but they also want their kids to eat and be able to play sports. Yeah. And they want to be able to go on a vacation once a year yeah. so that they can do that with their family. You know, those yeah. kinds of things that become really hard when yeah. you're paying someone at a poverty rate or right above yeah. a poverty rate. Those yeah. kinds of things are really challenging. So again, I think that it's we want people to be working for the Lord because yeah. that's really the reason behind it. It's not for the money, but we don't want the finances to be something that has to consume their thoughts and that they'd be open to other ideas of greener pastures because of the finances of things. So I think that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's good. Good. I'll tackle the next one. So this is that paying more brings an expectation of more. Yep. We all know what the Bible says about who much is given, much is expected. Yep. And so that's another good scripture, you know, to reference here when it comes to this. So I think that that's true. I think of NFL players too, whenever we talk about this, you know, when they get these big multi-million dollar contracts, they better perform, right? They better perform. And not to say that, you know, it's the same. It's totally different work that a pastor's doing compared to an NFL quarterback.
Yep.
But you can expect more when someone's being paid more. You know the saying, you get what you pay for.
Yep.
That's true in everything. And it's really true when it comes to if your pastor is happy and compensated well, he's going to be refreshed. He's going to be focused. He's going to be able to do more ministry work and be happier while doing it.
Yep.
I think that's a key thing. As we all know, it's already hard enough to do ministry, right? And so you want to do it with a heart of joy and not you know, stressed out because you're not paid enough. So
yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I've run a few organizations from churches to Reach Right, and you know, I know this is something that when we invest in people, there are regular raises that happen, you know, so like because of inflation and those kinds of things. But when we invest more in people, we always communicate that with this additional investment, here's the additional expectations that come with yep. it. Yeah. So, you know, whether it be more production in this area or taking on new responsibilities or whatever that would be, I think that's something that really is important. And I think, you know, some churches will have pastors that are already giving every ounce of what they have. They're investing yeah. that kind of time. That's one thing. I think a lot of churches have pastors that are maybe have, they feel like they're busy, but they could, if they were invested in properly and given vision for this, that they could, more could happen. They could get more yeah. out of their time and invest more. So I think that's another good one, Ian. Yeah. I'll wrap it up awesome. Here with this last one. If we invest more in our pastors and pay them more this year, maybe not right away, but over time, recruiting will improve.
Yeah.
If your church starts to have a reputation of being a place that gets a lot out of people, you get great results because of what we're yeah. talking about here, and you pay people really well, that yeah. nobody has to, you know, people aren't fighting or scrapping together to make right. ends meet, but they're actually able to provide for their families well.
Yeah.
What pastor doesn't want to work in that kind of environment where
yeah.
they're accomplishing a lot, there's a lot expected of them, and I think good employees will always feel that way. If a lot is expected of them,
yeah.
a good employee will always like that. You know, they want yeah. the responsibility to take it on, but then they're able to be paid a fair, if not even above average kind of wage. You'll have people wanting to come and work in your organization, wanting to come work at your church,
yeah.
because that word kind of gets out there. As much as we like to think that people don't really talk about how much they're paid, and I don't expect that your pastor is telling yeah. all of the congregation how much they're earning every single month. But you know what?
Right.
This stuff is caught, right?
Yeah.
So I know so many pastors. No pastor has ever, like maybe a couple have, but very few have ever come to me and said, "Hey, Thomas, I get paid $64,000 a year." You know, they don't yeah. come to me and say that.
Right, right.
But they do say things like, "Well, you know, I have to do DoorDash a couple of nights a week because I don't make yeah. enough," or they'll talk about how they're able to have all their ends meet and they're able to drive a car that isn't 17 years old or something like
yeah.
that, right? So
yeah.
you'll catch these kinds of things, and people can figure out if pastors are making it, and they can figure out if they're not, if they're really struggling
yeah.
on that stuff. And so that will be caught, and the reputation of your church, because there are so many churches out there that are underpaying their staff, your reputation will be one that is a great place to work, where pastors will fight, and you'll have many
yeah.
more applicants for not just lead pastor roles, but for youth pastors and worship leaders and children's directors and administrative roles. I think
yeah.
as long as you're able to invest well in your team, you're going to have that kind of reputation out there. Anything to add?
No, I just, again, I think, no, I think that you touched on most of that. I mean, but this makes your church healthy, right? So, yeah. I mean, you know, think about that. It's just, it's, you're only as strong as your weakest link, right? So if you're bringing in, if you're paying your senior pastor more, and it opens the door for better quality applicants for other ministry positions, I mean, all that's going to do is, everyone's focused on church growth. They want church growth. These are the types of things that help you. It's an investment for growth. I think that's a good thing to maybe finish on here, is that when you pay your pastor more, you're investing in growth, really, yeah. in many ways. And everyone wants that, in a church board to a church member. So I think it's good.
Yeah. I mean, we do a lot of church consulting, you and I, and I very rarely hear churches that are rapidly growing talk to me, our pastors. I don't hear this from them. I don't get the sense that they're really scraping by financially. And, you know, I know that, you know, small churches, sometimes the budgets are really tight and it's hard to make things work. Yeah. But I can tell you just from evidence that growing healthy churches tend to pay their staff, specifically, particularly their pastors, tend to pay them very well. So I think I want to encourage our Reach Right family, everybody part of our Reach Right crew here, do that this year. Have those conversations with your board. Pay your pastors well. I think you will not regret it. I very rarely hear from churches say, man, I really regret us stepping out in faith and giving our pastor more money this year. That was a big mistake of us to do something like that.
Yeah.
You know, there could be challenges. I'm not saying this is always going to be perfect, but I encourage you to take that kind of leap. Pastors are truly worthy of double honor if we believe what Scripture says. So take that leap this year and do it. So thank you guys so much for being a part of our Reach Right family. It does mean a lot to us that you're here each and every week. And if this does mean something to you, if this has been helpful, if you want to rate, review, subscribe, do all those kinds of things, that means a lot to us. It helps us to get the word out there about this podcast and help more churches in that way. So thank you guys so much for being a part of our Reach Right family, and we'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening to the Reach Right podcast. We hope this episode will help you reach people the right way. Looking for more resources for your church? Check us out online at reachrightstudios.com. If this episode has been helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you would rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.